1 month ago on this program, Graham Richards, the chairman of the Oxford Chemistry Department, explained how hundreds of thousands of computer desktops could help in the search for a cure for anthrax. The anthrax bacterium becomes toxic after three molecules combine. Dr. Richards and his colleagues were looking for another molecule that would prevent those three from combining, and they'd narrowed the field down to just a few billion. My desktop became one of many engaged in distributed computing. I downloaded a screensaver, which received bundles of 100 molecules each. And while I wasn't working on the computer, the screensaver was. It was testing to see if any of those 100 molecules might do the trick. And then it would send the results back to a computational chemistry website. One morning this week, I noticed that my desktop was no longer working on the anthrax toxin, but was now doing overnight cancer research. So, Dr. Richards, is the distributed computing phase of your research done?
Yes, we had so much computer power that we were able to run through an entire database of 3.5 billion small molecules, tested, as you said, one at a time, and we completed the entire database in 24 days.
Well, having run more than 3 billion molecules past the anthrax toxin, how much have you narrowed the field down to now?
What we actually do is to do a quick and crude calculation as to how each of the little molecules will bind to a target protein. And if they bind reasonably well, we call them a hit. We've actually found over 300,000 potential drug candidates out of the 3.5 billion. And of those 300,000, we think that about maybe 15,000 look really very promising.
Well, once you have it narrowed down, can the same technique work? That is, can you once again use desktops to narrow the field down further, or is this now a more sophisticated problem?
We will use a more sophisticated method because the numbers involved don't require the mammoth computing facilities that the distributed system provides for us. Somebody has to actually make and test the molecules, and that, of course, is real experimental science and not possible on a computer.
You mean you're actually down to the test tubes and the petri dishes at some point here?
Pretty close to that, yes, exactly.
Well, you said initially you were looking for about 160,000, I think, desktops. You say you had more than a million taking part
in this
test.
We now have 1.4 million, yes, from 215 countries.
Now, I'm just curious. I'm not asking either about rights to a pharmaceutical project or a share of a Nobel Prize here. But if you found the molecule that worked to prevent the anthrax toxin from forming, would you know which desktop it was that had made the first hit?
I think with great difficulty it might be traceable, but we also run the same molecule on more than one machine.
Aha.
Just to check that you always get the same answer. So that's one of the ways of improving the quality of what we get out of the project.
And so far as you know, the phenomenon of the desktop will remain a feature of computing for a while?
Oh, I think so. We've had, since last April, 90,000 years of CPU time. And that is more than you get from the biggest supercomputers which are available. And at the same time, it is essentially free.
Thank you very much.
It's very nice to talk to you.
Dr. Graham Richards is the chairman of the chemistry department at Oxford University. To find out more about his website, you can visit ours at npr.org.